There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, and we are on episode 53. So, crazy thing here is that we've actually been doing this for a full year now, and we've been consistent.
Seems throughout. Like several years.
So, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice job, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, we have a special guest here with us, Katie Melfer. Katie Melfer is one of our very own here at Real Property Management. She's our investor specialist. So just a little bio on Katie. So when you're putting your hard-earned money into real estate investment, it's not enough just to have a good agent in your corner. We talk about it all the time, having a good real estate team and having an agent on your team. No matter how experienced and highly recommended they come, Real Property Management prefers realtor investor specialist Katie Melfer has the wisdom and the expertise to recognize the types of homes that can make ideal rental properties for real estate investors. So super excited to have Katie on our show today. She can kind of tell us how crazy, and we all know that the market's really crazy right now, low inventory everywhere. And we created this cool little program through our company called the Preferred Rental Program. So she's going to tell us a little bit more about that and what she's doing. But to start, I want to actually have you tell our guests about your background, like where you come from. You have a cool story, so I want them to hear.
Well, I was born and raised in Arlington, Texas. Just kidding. We weren't going to go back all the way that far. But
you're not a Cowboys fan, are you?
I am.
Oh,
I am. Hey,
you should have put that on your resume.
Not hired. Yeah. So my background and the majority of my career has been in medical device. I spent 8 years doing orthopedic sales. Basically, I've been in the OR helping and instructing surgeons on how to use my products during implantation, and did anything from spine to total joints to foot and ankle. I did it all.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I started in my career. What's funny is I had a friend that he was doing the same thing, and he jumped out and he started doing real estate investing full time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got to learn what you're doing. He's over here having fun, posting on social media, making all these friends, you know. I was like, okay, well, he's making money and I got to figure this out, right? So what I did is I went ahead and got my real estate license, and I put it at the same company that that my friend's fiance at the time had hers. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just learn by, you know, getting in, get my feet wet, and basically leasing.
Right.
And so I started with leasing. And as time went on, I realized that I just was miserable in corporate America. And I told you this once before. This is going to be the first time you heard this story. But I was actually on my way. I had had this great meeting with this surgeon. He gave me all of his business. He gave me surgeries I was going to make a lot of money off of. It was a great meeting. And as I was walking down to my car, I just felt like empty. And I got in my car and I started crying, like uncontrolled, like ugly crying, like tears, mascara. One day you might see that. But for now, we're just getting our feet wet here. So, I mean, I'm like ugly crying, and I don't know. It was a Jesus took the wheel kind of moment.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know where I was driving to, but I just drove to that brokerage I was at, which is also a property management company. And I went and sat to and talked to the broker and said, I am miserable. I'm so unfulfilled in my life. And I'm tired of kissing butt all the time. And that's basically what medical device is, if you didn't know that. You're playing multiple games at one time. But I, as I'm sitting there crying, she said, Katie, you need to stop crying. Do you want a job? I said, what do you mean? She was like, we have an opening for you today if you want. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't care. Let's do it. They're like, you're going to be making a lot less money. I just want you to know this.
And you're a property manager.
And I was like,
what were you thinking?
I was like, I don't care about the money at this point. I'll learn. I'll figure it out. I'll make money. It might take me some time, but I got to do something else. And so from there on out, I've been in property management and real estate sales. And now I'm here with you guys.
Yes.
Awesome. So I have a very important question. What took you so long to move to join our team? I mean, we like recruited you forever, and Joni like counted you.
I planted that seed. Yeah. I'm like, all right, Katie, when are you ready? I mean, it was like a year. It seemed like maybe longer, but
well, okay. It's not like I didn't want to be here. My heart was here. Just I wasn't physically here.
Persistence pays off.
So yeah, my social media post paid off.
Yeah, your robotic social media.
Exactly.
So what's it like working here? What's your thoughts so far?
I mean, I love it here. It's a good vibe. You know, back when I was with, I don't know if I'm supposed to say company names on this one, but it was very much when I first got started, it was a very much a family vibe, mm-hmm. With opportunity to create what it is you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I see that here. And that's one of the reasons why I joined you guys is, one, you obviously are successful. You know how to create businesses and wealth and all that. And so I want to just tag along and be here and create my own, you know?
Awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your role here at Real Property Management, what you've been doing for our current investors right now and the whole rental program that we just created.
Yeah, so of course I do a couple of things here, but my favorite one is the Preferred Rental Program. We just started it from the ground up, and what we do is all of our inventory comes from internal investors. Mm-hmm. They come tenant occupied. Typically, they're all positive cash flowing. Of course, every now and then you get those buttons, but you know. But most of them, we're not going to represent, if they're not a good investment for our investors. So what's nice is it's an easy, easy transition for our new owners because the tenants aren't bothered. Mm-hmm. They're continuing to pay rent. They close and they're automatically, gaining income. Mm-hmm. They're not having to pay those turnover costs and make readies and all that.
Yeah, that's a good point. So like our turnkey, business, like, they're so used to, they buy new construction properties, and we put a tenant in for them and they're making money on day one. Same thing if we remodel a house, but everything is pretty much done for them. So this is kind of like that, right? The tenant's already in there, and with the low inventory out there, everybody's just scraping to try to find a deal.
Exactly.
So many investors out there that are ready to buy, but they just don't have anything to buy. So we're offering a solution for them where some of our investors, may be at that point where they have to sell, for whatever reason. And rather than, selling to an outsider, they're selling to our current inventory who's ready to buy and hold that investment property.
Right. And we have a long list of people waiting in line for the new builds. So why not have another solution for them?
Yeah.
I think it's great. They're performing assets. So they're stuff we're already managing, stuff we're already maintaining. So it's not like they need repairs. It's not turnkey in that it was just renovated or just built, but they're good, solid homes that are already
absolutely
low maintenance, tenants in place. It's already, but and I think we have a ton of 1031 clients. So people that are selling a rental property in California and they need to find something to
they have
to
a deadline.
Yeah. Right. So I think this would be a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. So for them.
And then for the seller, if you look at that too, on the seller side, like they don't have to worry about, deals falling through. They don't have to worry about, there's already a tenant in there, right? So they don't have to worry about releasing fees or staying on the market vacant for a period of time. Typically there's a tenant in there, so they're making money on day one.
Right, yep.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I kind of think of it as a one-stop shop because we do offer that, we've been managing these properties, so we know about the properties.
Exactly.
We know the history.
Right.
And we can disclose that up front.
Right, Yeah, so we know it. Absolutely. I think
so. What makes you special in this role? I know you're special.
Katie. But like, amazing.
But what makes, like, you know, what do you do for the clients that you think goes above and beyond or stands out, or why should they work with you maybe than an outside agent or somebody else?
I would say there's a couple of reasons. One, the resources that we provide, and the fact that most of our investors are out of state. Mm-hmm. They don't have boots on the ground, mm-hmm. right? And I'm basically the boots, you know.
Yeah.
I just go to the properties mm-hmm. if it's during a tenant turn mm-hmm. and say, what do we need to do? Be brutally honest, and, mm-hmm. and I will. And we can analyze that. And even if we have to sell at retail, we can. Mm-hmm. But I'm there. I can still help run numbers. I can, if there is maintenance that needs to be done, mm-hmm. we do provide that because we have vendors within. Mm-hmm. So again, one-stop shop.
Yeah.
I think your what helps too is you got a competitive edge or an inside track because you work within the company. So all these, whether you're working with the seller or the buyer on the other side of it, if you need to find out, like, you need to get a ledger, you know, you can grab that right away. Or if it does need repairs, you can get to the maintenance department, get those scheduled right away. Or, you know,
it's so quick and easy.
Yeah.
I can tell you the ones that I have done that have been outside agents lately mm-hmm. have just not gone as smoothly. So the ones that we've sold off market with yeah. our program that I've been the middleman, mm-hmm. it's been cake.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because I mean, agents out, they might have, you know, different expectations, and getting stuff out of them is totally, I mean, you can just handle it yourself. So.
And I think, right. yeah, you being, again, part of this and an inside track, I think it makes it for the buyer. I think it makes it, rather than buying a property that you don't know what problems it has in there or what issues, you know, we have a track, we have a database.
Or if we can even get rent, that yeah. amount of rent for it, you know, like at least these are solid numbers. This Correct. Is, we've been managing it for a while.
We have inspection reports. We mm-hmm. have the semi-annual inspections, everything you can, mm-hmm. you can access and gain insight for the client. So I think it's cool.
Yeah. I don't see a reason not to.
The, of course, what challenges do you think in this role have you faced so far?
Personally, a little bit, you know, when we have those new investors come in, it's education and my time. Mm-hmm. Also, I would say, you know, creating expectations mm-hmm. as well, because, you know, with the way homes are appreciating and they're selling over list price and all that stuff, you know, people want to get the maximum dollar, but the truth of the matter is there's always going to be a retail price and there's going to be an investment price. Mm-hmm. So I think setting those expectations have been a little bit challenging. And mm-hmm. again, as it comes with just educating.
Right. Sure. Yeah. And that's the big key yeah. right there is that, yeah, you spent a lot of time educating these new investors that may, this might be their first investment property. So mm-hmm. walking them through the process, it's, I mean, if they buy a second home and a third home, it'll get easier. But that first initial investment, they don't know.
Yeah.
I think also educating the seller. Mm-hmm. I think you're having to do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Just because mm-hmm. some of them maybe never sold a home or an investment property. And so they don't understand it. They don't understand what's going to go into it, the inspections, the request of repairs and all that. And I think just, and like you said, educating them on, yes, we can sell it right now with the tenant in place, but just know that it's going to probably go for an investment price, not a mm-hmm. retail price.
And right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And also because a lot of our database are in line for your new builds, mm-hmm. Just setting that expectation of understanding differences in the preferred rentals versus
the turnkey.
Turnkey.
The full, yeah.
It's
absolutely.
Turnkey, mm-hmm. but it's not like brand new turnkey.
Yeah. yeah.
It just wasn't renovated or just built.
Yeah.
It's still an older home. And
yeah.
yeah. But I think they understand it. And I think there's so many investors that are just trying to, if they can get in a solid investment, it makes sense because interest rates are low. If they can get a good price on a solid investment at these low rates and lock them in for the next 30 years, I mean, and it's already got a performing tenant and it's, you know, inspections are done and there might be some repairs that need to be done that you can negotiate with the buyer and seller, but mm-hmm. it makes a good investment for
right.
them right now and a good time to pull the trigger.
Yeah. So the takeaway I got there is setting the expectation. I love that. So
yeah.
So what advice would you have for a newbie investor that's just starting out or maybe this is their first investment property, especially out of state maybe? What advice would you give them?
Well, I have a long list of advice. but I will start with get knowledgeable, but don't just study the crap out of real estate. Make moves, right? Get connected with the right people. Get a mentor, someone that maybe if you're brand new at it, they have more experience and they can help guide you. So that's what I would say. Ride on the coattails of maybe someone that's experienced a little bit, and then pull the trigger.
I mean,
those are great. Yeah,
because we talk about it all the time in the show. Is about so many people like. We're not saying foolishly jump into something, but like you kind of take action. Like you can study it, you can get everything. So many people like
they want to get everything right.
They set up their LLC right away. They study all this. It's like you haven't even bought a deal. What are you setting up an LLC for? Like what? Just slowly buy something first, and then you can. But then also at the same time, attach yourself to either a mentor or an expert or an expert like yourself in that market that can guide you and help you along the way.
So as far as like experienced investors, I would say diversify. Learn how to do other things. Like if you own a bunch of single family rentals or multifamily and, you know, spread it out. Learn how to do notes, invest in notes. Learn how to do owner finance. There's other ways. I think that's how you grow wealth is
absolutely don't put all your eggs in one basket and we talk about that a lot, and we have investors that invest here in Houston and then maybe they go into a different market. So we're in
we have
Houston
Albuquerque.
And Albuquerque
the what being in property management for several years, and I guess since you left medical sales, what have you learned about being an agent within property management versus just being a retail? What experience have you gained, along the way?
Investors are easier to work with.
I love investors. My background, I have a bachelor's in science. I like facts. I'm not good at math, but I like numbers. Okay. Yeah. They make sense. I just can't add. Okay.
Got it.
We got calculators for that.
Yes, exactly. Why don't we need our brains? Where was I going?
I asked you. Property
management. The facts. So I like selling off facts. I came from medical device. Mm-hmm. I sold off scientific evidence. And you can, someone can always combat that, but that's how I sold. Mm-hmm. And so I like to sell based off actuals. And so investing makes sense to me because there's numbers.
Right.
And the emotion's not usually involved unless you're selling your the home you grew up in and that kind of thing. Whereas retail customers, they want their dream home with $200,000 budget. And it just... the expectations are really hard to set, and there's emotions involved. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love people. I'm a people person. I'm in sales, but also I like facts. So
good point. No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think you nailed it, because I think so many people are – everybody's like – or at least a lot of our clients, not everybody. A majority of our clients own homes, and so like just because they bought in a house, they think they know real estate or they know – and they also bring the emotion with it. And I think that's,
we tell them all the time, you're not living in this place, so don't worry about it. We're just renting it.
You separate it. It's your business versus your home.
You just treat it as a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What any books you've read that you think our listeners would benefit from, or your favorite book? Is there something? Maybe Steve Rosenberg's, what's his book?
Something Empire.
Building an Empire.
Yes.
Yeah, I have that on my desk that he signed.
Oh. Or The Choice Is Yours, Balancing Success. Mom, and Entrepreneur.
I have not had the privilege of reading that one yet, but I really look forward to it. Wow. Where's my gift?
I will give you a signed copy today.
Yes! I have a lot of favorite books. Currently, I'm not reading a real estate book. Right now I'm reading The Art of the Deal, which is like negotiating, but I did actually just order two, and maybe this is something you guys want to look at, but Profit Like the Pros by Ken Corsimi. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Just got that one. It's on its way. Right. And then a book on advanced tax strategies. So I got that one.
Cool.
So it'll probably just sit on my shelf because it's a long read. But
Profit Like the Pros, look at chapter 17.
Yeah.
Sean's in that pet
That's
tractor.
Me.
Oh. Yeah.
Fun
oh,
fact.
Look at
there you go.
Yeah.
So you got to read it. Yeah.
Just totally.
I'll sign it for you. Yeah.
Okay, just I guess chapter. I got to write a book now. Look at these two guys.
Yeah, so. Next on the agenda.
Yeah.
Anything else you would like to add, you think, that would just about, you know, either if you need property management help, obviously this is who you come to, but also if you're looking for preferred rentals, this is who you should talk to.
Yeah.
But what, any other advice, you know, or about the program or you? Or
So, I mean, if you do want to get involved or get on our mailing mm-hmm. list, right now I think they're going through Texas Turnkey Properties. If you mm-hmm. go enroll on that site, you will get those weekly updates. Mm-hmm. And if you do go and just favorite our webpage, you can go to the preferred program, and it'll be up to date as well on the website. You can email me at katie@htownrpm.com as well. And then any advice kind of closing out, I would say that real estate is not getting any cheaper, so now's a good time to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
And interest rates aren't going to be, you know, they're starting to climb, but they're still low, mm-hmm. so now's the time to take advantage.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, that's great. Great advice there. And it's for both Houston and Albuquerque that we have some preferred rentals on. So
that's right.
Yeah, awesome. Today. How's it? Yeah. Albuquerque went today, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Live. So awesome. I think that's it. So we'll have that in the show notes, your contact information so that people can reach out.
Well, thank you so much for joining us inside the Wolf's Den. And we'll see you next time, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.